103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie, and we're live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
So it got real awkward this weekend, but kind of in a good way.
Okay.
With Pottery Guy, because we hung out because we were both kid-free.
Yeah.
So on Friday, he was like, I was like, what do you want to do? And he's like, well, what do you want to do? I'm like, I don't care. I'm fine staying in. Because you know me, I'm like homebody city if you let me.
Sure.
And he's like, oh, no, we're doing something. I'm like, oh, okay. So then I started panicking. Well, what are we going to do? If we're going to hang out by my house, I got to figure out something to do. And I start looking for things to do. And I start getting all worked up. And he goes, would you just relax? We'll figure out something to do.
Sure.
So I thought, well, that's good. I'll just forget about it. But I also told him, I said, I like it that you like to always go do stuff. Because in this type of weather, I'd be like, nah, brah.
No.
So if I have someone who like will let me sit at home, it's actually a bad combination for me. You know what I'm saying? It actually turns into being an enabler.
Yes.
You know, where I need to keep it moving.
Yeah.
Keep it moving with all these things. So I said, oh, we could go get Mexican food. And
nice.
We were gonna go to like a Mexican place by my house. And he's like, do you wanna, what about Bel Air? And I was like, oh yeah, Bel Air at the Corners. But do you know why this is significant?
Why?
Because we went there on our first date.
Did you really? To
yes.
Bel Air?
And so I had totally forgotten. Yeah. And I was like, oh,
did
yeah.
Did he do that on purpose? Did he remember and did that
he
on purpose?
He said it after we talked about it, but I had then he said it and I was like, oh, yeah, that was our first date.
That's the kind of stuff that women always remember. I'm surprising.
I remembered being there with him, but it wasn't like when he said Bel Air, I didn't go, oh, our first date. Then I went, oh, yeah, our first date. And this is where it got even weirder. Our second date was at Neighbor's Bar in Waukesha.
Uh-huh.
We went there after Bel Air and met his friends. And we go, this is getting weirder. Because our second date's where we made out in the parking lot, right?
Yeah.
Where we first kissed. I go, why are we recreating? This is like a tour of our dates. Like, are we on a roll right now? What's happening here?
Yeah. Was he doing this intentionally, you think?
I don't think so. I really don't think so. I think it was merely a coincidence.
That's not coincidence, to going to the same two places twice.
Okay, he said, do you want to go to Bel Air?
In that order?
And then when he said, my friends are going to come out, where should we meet him? I said, what about Neighbors? And then he went, oh, that was our second date. I go, oh, this is getting weirder.
Yeah, that wasn't coincidence. He totally planned
that. No, he did not.
100% he planned that.
He did not.
Of course he did.
But I did
spend the weekend
with
him. If he mentioned it afterwards, did you bring it up to him before? Or did he say, you know, this is where we went on our second date, too?
He said that when we got there. And
he
I go, let's make out in the parking lot like we did the first time.
There you go.
That's exactly what I said.
And did you?
Duh.
Good. Very good.
Hello.
Well, of course. Duh. If you're going to relive it, man.
And I met so many funny listeners. I met one listener who went on and on who works for Flight for Life.
Yeah.
She kept going, I work for Flight for Life. People don't understand what we do.
Shut up. Is she a pilot or is she like on the helicopter?
She was, no. She's like on there and like, you know, is one of the medics. I hope I'm saying that right. Because she went on and on and on. And she kept repeating herself.
Uh-huh.
People don't understand what we do. And I was like, girl, we appreciate you. Flight for Life. We don't, people love you.
Yes.
Like, there's no hate for you.
You get people to the hospital over traffic and everything.
We unappreciate you. We love you. Okay. We respect. She's like, but people don't understand.
Okay, we'll recognize you on EMT day, all right?
No, she was a riot. So it was a good weekend, though.
But ironic, the first and second date again.
Oh,
so
I know.
Pottery
it's
guy.
Weird.
Ooh.
Mm.